T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gabe Lax is a baseball columnist for USA Today, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Gabe, we've been having a spirited discussion here this morning. Welcome to the show.
Gabe.
You know, was it Apocalypse Now that had painted black? Because things aren't that bad, are
yes,
they?
Yes. Listen, because that's kind of where we are right now. I mean, we're trying to figure out, I mean, is it time to push the panic button on the Atlanta Braves?
When I saw them in early April up here, my thought was that they were at least one relief pitcher short. That was my early takeaway. And, you know, it seems like they agreed to an extent, went out and, you know, re-upped Shane Green. Now it kind of feels like they still are. I am convinced they're still going to be okay. I think there's just too much there. There's too many good players near or close to their prime that are going to get going. But, a lot of loud contact off of opposing bats that maybe a lot of us didn't expect. So it's, cause for concern, but man, it's still only May 14th. It's a really weird year. We're still coming off of a pandemic season that made, there's a lot of things you can't trust right now in what you see in the statistics and the performances. So I would say the threat level is definitely concerning, but I don't think it's time to totally freak out just yet.
Yeah, and the problem is when you get to use your analogy here, threat levels, if it's at orange, okay, fine. But at the same time, you know, what's the fallback here? Because the fallback has been to try to do things within some kind of a budget and act and portray yourself as a World Series contender while spending like you're Kansas City. I think that this ownership group here has to start, going out there and be willing. Alex Anthopoulos does, Gabe, what he can do within the constraints that he's given here. I think it's time for the Braves. For example, I think they need to make the move for Chris Bryant. I don't think they need to let the Mets do that or anybody else, because the Mets need another bat. We all know that. I think they need to make the move. And whatever it costs them to sign him at the end of the year, including the contract they give to Freddie Freeman. So what? You got plenty of money to spend. Quit being so short-sighted here. I mean, go out and act like you are a big-time team, like you expect to win multiple World Series, and do it.
That would be a really intriguing addition. And obviously, the way he has made himself so versatile, kind of perfect for his later years. You don't have to worry about him just being a third baseman. But no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, back in the day, they were an upper middle class team in the real glory years. They were never going to spend like the Yankees, but you always would figure, they always retained the big three pitchers, so on and so forth. You get the sense every December, every January, Anthopoulos kind of goes to ownership hat in hand and says, may I please have one more serving, and he gathers up an Ozuna from the seat cushions or whatever. So you're right. I mean, why not be the aggressor? And it does make you wonder what could have been if, I love Charlie Morton, but you kind of wonder what might have been if they had gone, a little more expensive, a little more, brashly into adding another starting pitcher, especially when you knew what Soroka was coming off of and you knew that this team was ready to win. Right now, Drew Smyly looks to be regressing a little bit. That was
a little bit
kind of,
oh, that's big card.
a little bit of a budget buy. So, yeah, on one hand, you could definitely kind of say they're getting what they paid for right now with you know, with the regression of some guys and a lot of uncertainty. So no, I'm right there with you. And you know, they, like so many teams, they now have a you know, a condo and shopping development masquerading as a baseball park. So that you know, that usually provides more revenue to the, you know, to the mothership. So will that be reflected in spending? I guess I can definitely understand your trepidation if you're not too confident that that will happen down the line.
You know, it's funny, and I've been trying to express to people that all this morning is that this is still a business. And I think that as fans, we tend to forget that for the most part. But Freddie Freeman, he's been struggling more than he ever has in his career right now. Do you think that he can straighten this out, or is this going to be a real problem for him?
It's tough. You know, in this day and age, I mean, you never know what they're going to come at you with in terms of how they're pitching you and how they're shifting you and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if there's one, put it this way, if there's one guy that can do it, it's Freddie, just because he's, you know, he's so smart and he's willing to adjust. And, he's been around the block. He's had these things done to him before, but this is 2021 and everything is so different. I mean, it is really hard to, you know, I don't want to make excuses for how bad offense is across the major leagues, but that said, it is a really difficult environment to try to hit. And so, you know, I mean, I don't think this is, you know, I don't think he's on his way to becoming Adam Dunn, where he's going to hit his 36 home runs and hit 200. I don't think that's him, but it's tough to make adjustments in season. And I think, you know, I think by the end of the year, he'll be pretty close to what his typical level would be. But, once the grind starts and you're 162 games in, it's pretty tough to take a step back and make significant changes. But it's really weird to see, because the man has been such a machine. So I think he'll he'll level up to a degree, but to get back to like 290, 300 might be difficult. But I think he'll provide a lot of really good production to the Braves as he climbs out of this.
Gabe Lax is a columnist for USA Today, covers baseball for USA Today, giving us his thoughts. Gabe, I don't want to date myself, but I will here. I've been a Braves fan and following the team since Joe Torre was a key part of the lineup at third base and catcher. Okay, so that's a couple of years ago. In all that time, I've seen a few special guys come through. Chipper and Andrew, and talking to not about pitchers, but about hitters, Dale and the Bob Horners of the world, guys that came in and made an impression, Freddie. But this kid, Acuna, he a little different. I admit to a bias, but when ESPN was blowing up Juan Soto in the offseason here with lead story after lead story and special after special, I kept saying to myself, and I said on the show, I wouldn't trade Ronald Acuna for Juan Soto. Ronald Acuna is better. I think anybody not named after a fish, he's the best player in the game. I mean, is national media seeing what we're seeing?
Yeah, and this has kind of been a pet peeve of mine in recent years. It seems like fans and media alike, they want to jump on what's next, or be the first to anoint so and so. Last night, MLB.com sends out this email, sort of their daily headlines email, and it says, the Jared Kelenic era begins tonight in Seattle. And it's like, era, the guy hasn't taken a big league at bat ever. In addition to that, the team wanted to suppress his service time. But I love Fernando Tatis. He's yet to play 100 games in a season. I don't doubt he's going to be everything everybody expects. But this is the thing with Acuna, though. You look at his body of work already, and he has been that guy every year so far, still only 23 years old. And since he had his moment of being being kind of buzzy, suddenly we're conditioned to kind of forget about him, which is insane. He's still 23, yet he's putting up this machine-like production, a lifetime adjusted OPS that's 36% above the league average. Everything else that goes with it. I'm with you. And I look at it like there's probably a rotating group of 3 to 5 guys who are the quote best player in the game. And you're right. It's Trout. It's Acuna. you know, Manny Machado is a guy that's kind of been forgotten about. He could probably be in that conversation. Soto, as a hitter, yes, absolutely. You know, Soto might be the best hitter in the game. The best player in the game, I think it very well could be your guy. So, no, you're not crazy at all on that, Sean.
I do appreciate that, yeah, Gabe. He fed the beast. You.
He just fed. Yeah, I know. He just fed the beast.
Thanks, Gabe. Do appreciate your insight. Thanks much.
Have a good one.
Okay, take care, you guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.